This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The standoff between the government and the opposition in parliament was resolved as both sides agreed to hold a discussion on the national song Vande Mataram as well as electoral reforms. After 2 days of chaos and disruptions, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla held a business advisory committee meeting with floor leaders where it was decided that a 10-hour long discussion on electoral reforms will be held in the lower house of parliament on 9th and 10th of December. During the meeting, it was also decided that the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram will take place from 12 noon on 8th of December. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is likely to initiate the special discussion on the 150th anniversary of India's national song. The decision comes after the parliament was facing several adjournments amid persistent sloganeering by opposition MPs demanding a discussion on the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of voter lists in 9 states and union territories. Addressing the media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "For parliamentary democracy, the election process is extremely important. So finally, everybody has agreed for the discussion."
A meeting of all party floor leaders was held in the Lok Sabha Speaker's chamber. We reached a consensus that on Monday, the Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion to mark 150 years of Vande Mataram. After that, on Tuesday, the House will hold a full-day discussion on election reforms. 10 hours have been allotted for this, and we will extend the time if required. I appeal to leaders of all parties that we all want Parliament to function smoothly, and everyone should get an opportunity to speak. Parliament
House, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has renamed the Prime Minister's office as Seva Teerth. In a social media post, Union Home Minister Amit Shah mentioned that the names of Raj Bhavan and Raj Nivas are being changed to Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. He described this as an important milestone in the nation's journey towards building a developed and superior India, with service and good governance as key priorities. The Home Minister added that over the past 11 years, the Narendra Modi government has been synonymous with service rather than power, where the Prime Minister considers himself a Pradhan Sevak and working 24/7 for the people. President Draupadi Murmu will arrive in Thiruvananthapuram this afternoon to participate in the Navy's operational demo as the chief guest. The operational demo will highlight the Navy's strength and combat readiness, featuring 19 major warships and 32 aircraft, including fighter jets and surveillance aircraft. India has been invited for the first time to chair the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA. On behalf of India, Chief Election Commissioner CEC Ganesh Kumar will assume the chairship of International IDEA at Stockholm in Sweden today. Over India's chairship, CEC Ganesh Kumar said the entire world knows and acknowledges the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India. He further said that it is a moment of great pride for all the citizens and election workers of India.
The entire world has recognized and acknowledged the successful conduct of free, fair and transparent elections in India, and for this reason a prestigious group of 37 democratic countries has invited India to the chairship of the International Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance, International IDEA, for the first time in its 30-year history. This is a matter of immense pride for all citizens and election officials of India.
In men's hockey, India thrashed Switzerland 5-0 to qualify for quarterfinals of the FIH Junior Hockey World Cup 2025 at Madurai International Hockey Stadium in Tamil Nadu. Manmeet, Sharda Nand Tiwari and Arshdeep Singh found the net for India. The hosts finished top of Pool B with 9 points from 3 games. In men's cricket, India will face South Africa in the second match of the three-match ODI series at the Shahid Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur, Chhattisgarh this afternoon. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.